Welcome to the Pearl of Great Price podcast. Thanks for joining us today. It's the 19th of March. And on this day in Christian history, we go back to the year 1860 and we travel to China. Today we remember how the Taiping rebels succeeded in taking the city of Hangzhou in the bloodiest civil war in world history. Their leader was the self-proclaimed prophet, Hong Chushan, who believed that he was the brother of Jesus Christ. The Taiping Rebellion lasted 14 years, and estimates of the dead range from 20 to 30 million, with a recent Chinese study estimating maybe even up to 70 million. Fought against the Qing dynasty, for 10 years it was contained to the Yangtze Valley, but ultimately it spread to almost every province of China and became the largest conflict in the world of the 19th century. The rebels' leader, Hong Chushan, had attempted to become an imperial civil servant. The imperial examination, as it was known, served to ensure a common knowledge of writing, the classics, and literary style among state officials. The rigorous exam was an attempt to give state bureaucrats a common culture that would help to unify the empire and give legitimacy to imperial rule. And it also gave rise to a gentry class of scholar bureaucrats. China had about one civil licentiate per 1,000 people, and as many as 3 million men a year took the exams, which led to about 99% failing. When Hong Chushan travelled to Guangzhou in an attempt to take the exam a third time, by accident he came across Edwin Stevens, a foreign missionary who was preaching about Christianity. He took away some leaflets and thought nothing more of it. However, when he subsequently failed the exam a third time, at home he had a nervous breakdown and he started having visions of visiting heaven, where he discovered that he possessed a celestial family. When he recovered, he became interested in the literature that he had brought back from the encounter with Stevens, and was convinced that in his visions, the celestial father was God the Father, and the elder brother that he had seen was Jesus Christ, and that he was Christ's younger brother, and had been directed to rid the world of demon worship. Hong set about burning all the Confucian and Buddhist statues and books in his house, and he began preaching to his community about his visions. Invited back to Gangshuo to study with the American Southern Baptist missionary, Reverend Isaac Roberts, he poured himself into translations of the Old and New Testament and requested baptism. This was refused, possibly due to Hong being tricked by the other converts into requesting monetary aid from Roberts. So facing yet another failure, he returned home and he worked on his own translation of the Bible, the Taiping Bible, and started to present his followers with it as a vision of the authentic religion that had existed in ancient China before it had been wiped out by Confucius and the imperial system. He made some minor changes, such as correcting misprints and improving the prose style, but mainly he adapted the meaning to fit his own theology and moral teachings. He preached a mixture of communal utopianism, evangelism, and Christianity. And he had fertile ground to sow his seeds. With rising unemployment and a growing dissatisfaction with the Qing dynasty, China had recently been humiliated by the British in the Opium Wars, and it had led to a loss of prestige and control. And it also had the side effect of allowing an influx of Christian missionaries into the country. Hong Chushan soon gathered about 30,000 followers, and he established the Heavenly Kingdom as an oppositional state based in Nanjing. He stated that one of his inspirations was John Bunyan and his Pilgrim's Progress. See the pod of February the 18th. The authorities unsuccessfully attempted to suppress the Heavenly Kingdom, and soon they had gained control of a significant part of southern China, eventually expanding to command the population base of nearly 30 million people. In 1864, Chushan died, and Nanking fell during the Third Battle of Nanking a month later. In terms of deaths, the Civil War is comparable to the whole of the First World War. His legacy, as you can imagine, is mixed. Communists under Mao Zedong generally admired him and his movement as a legitimate peasant uprising that anticipated their own. There has been an active academic debate in China about whether Hong is similar or dissimilar to the Falun Gong founder. It may also help to explain why the Chinese Communist Party is very careful to control Christianity, even now in modern day China. That's all from the Pearl of Great Price today. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us tomorrow if you can, as we look at the life of Cuthbert in Lindisfarne in the northeast of England. Visit our website for more information at www.pogp.net. And if you'd like to respond directly, then email the show on pogppod@gmail.com. Have a lovely day wherever you are, and thanks for listening.